verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." This is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And I want to thank you for listening in today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. It is always an honor to be able to come this way each and every week. We try to have a biblical, historical, constitutional perspective, and that is a combination that you do not get a lot of in this day and time. But today, I hope you will stay with us. We're going to talk about the subject of on behalf of a grateful nation and just what that means, on behalf of a grateful nation. I know that it is after Memorial Day. That's what I felt like we needed to deal with today, on behalf of a grateful nation. Now, if you've been listening in for the past couple of weeks, you know we had a special guest. We had Brother Daniel Freed with us. He's with the Hope of Israel Baptist Mission. And what a blessing it was to have Brother Freed on the radio broadcast. And if you did not get last week's broadcast, if you did not hear that, then I want to encourage you to go to our website, MountLebanonBC.org, and listen into that. That was such a blessing hearing Brother Freed's testimony. And if any of our listeners are pastors or maybe churches that are looking for a good, solid missionary, I would highly recommend Brother Freed. He's been faithful down through the years, and what a blessing he is. You could find him on the web, their website. They have a website, Hope of Israel Baptist Mission, but it is actually HIBM.com. Noah, you enjoyed having Brother Freed and being around him, didn't you? That was, as a blessing.
Yes, it was. It was good to have him. We really enjoyed when he came to our church and visiting here on the broadcast. And I want to take a moment and welcome our listeners. We appreciate our listeners, those who are listening in right here on AM 1450 WATA in Boone, North Carolina. Those who listen in on AM 690 WZAP in Bristol, Virginia, and also those, our listeners, in Watertown, South Dakota. That's KPGT 89.1 FM, The Truth.
We do appreciate our listeners. And like I've already said, it's a blessing to be back one more time this week. I want to make a special announcement, and that is this Saturday, June the 1st, I'm going to be at the Grace Bible Baptist Bookstore, and our new book is in, and we're very excited about this. I wrote a book. It's entitled Today's Proverb, and it is a devotional. It's a devotional book out of the book of Proverbs, one entry for every day of the year. Those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I have encouraged people over the years to read a chapter out of the book of Proverbs every day, as well as reading the Bible all the way through every year. That'll help you. But I read a chapter every day out of the book of Proverbs, and I've written this book. It is 280 pages, one entry for every day of the year, and I'm excited about it. So this Saturday, we're going to be at the Grace Bible Baptist Bookstore. That is on Highway 421 North as you are going out of Boone. Right there, if you go to the red light where Highway 105 and Highway 421 intersect together, just past that, on the right, is the Grace Bible Baptist Bookstore. In fact, I believe it would be the next right after that red light. The address is 3216 Highway 421 North, Boone. So we're going to be there this Saturday from 10 to 12:30. If you'd like to come by and get a copy of this book, I know graduation is coming up. If you're like me and my family, we've been wondering, we've got several people that we know that are graduating. What do you get for a graduate? Get them something that'll be worth something, even more than money, something that'll stick with them. And this would be a great graduation gift. So I wanted to mention that today. And if you come by, if you'd like me to sign the book, I'd be glad to do that for you. If you'd like to just meet and talk, I'll be there. And we're looking forward to that this Saturday. So I wanted to mention that. And we've got plenty of the books, so you just come on by, and we will fix you up on Saturday. Now, last weekend was Memorial Day weekend, and thinking about that, thinking along those lines, there was a comic last Saturday. I think it was in Saturday's paper, Dennis the Menace. Those of you that listen in, you know I read the comics, and that's about the best part of the newspaper. But anyway, Dennis the Menace. And in that little comic, he's talking to Mr. Wilson. Those of you that read the comics, you've heard about Dennis the Menace and Mr. Wilson. And he's over at Mr. Wilson's house. And they're talking about Memorial Day and why it is called Memorial Day. And Dennis the Menace says to Mr. Wilson, he says, "My dad says it was because Thanksgiving Day was already taken." And that's one to reflect on. That's pretty good. My dad says we call it Memorial Day because Thanksgiving Day was already taken. And then I got to thinking about that, the meaning behind that. And about that same time, I come across this article. And the writer of the article was Tim Graham. And he writes for newsbusters.org. But this article in the news, it said, here's the title. It said, "Idol Worship. Massachusetts town throws costly parade for hometown pop singer, then cancels Memorial Day parade." And I read that article, what that was about, and it happened in Beverly, Massachusetts. They threw a huge parade and a concert for 19-year-old American Idol contestant Angie Miller on May the 4th. And that article talked about how that the city of Beverly, Massachusetts had spent for security and cleanup and everything involved in a parade. They spent $31,200 on that event. And then 23 days later, they canceled their Memorial Day parade. They had had a Memorial Day parade in Beverly, Massachusetts. It had been a tradition in that city for over 100 years. I believe it was the mayor of that city said that they had basically spent all of their advertising, you might say, for that city for that year on that American Idol parade. There's a man in that city. His name is Robert Gilbert. He's the commander of the Beverly Vietnam Veterans. And it said in that article that he was resigned to the parade's cancellation. He said, "You have to be realistic about this. The past few years, there were very few people who attended," talking about the Memorial Day parade. For the Idol parade, the American Idol parade that they had, the route was packed. And Mr. Gilbert said, "This is the way our parade used to look, but it's not that way anymore." And that made me think, that article made me think about a verse in Romans chapter number 1. Now, Romans chapter number 1 is talking about a nation or a people that has forgotten God. They are on the brink of destruction. And even towards the end of the chapter, it talks about even being worthy of death. But this is a people that have just completely turned their back on God. Romans chapter number 1. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 21 says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful." And I underline that in my Bible. This people, they forgot about God. And along with that forgetting about God, neither were thankful. Those two things goes together. So it said, neither were thankful. And then it says this, "but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." When a people becomes vain, that means empty. That means that what they are doing, what they are consumed with, has no substance to it whatsoever. For example, replacing a and the play on words there shouldn't be lost. An American idol, such as in the Bible, idolatry, replacing a parade, a American Idol parade, with the Memorial Day parade. There's more interest in these frivolous things than there is things with substance, such as people that have given their lives, the ultimate sacrifice, so that we might enjoy the lives that we enjoy in America. And that characterizes America in 2013. Romans chapter 1 would be a good chapter for anybody to come along and to study and see what it says there in Romans chapter 1. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. I attended the Memorial Day ceremony at the Boone Mall on Monday, May the 27th. It was a good ceremony. I enjoyed it. It wasn't a church ceremony or anything like that, but just a Memorial Day ceremony or observance in honor of Memorial Day. And part of that ceremony yesterday, well, on Monday, the American Legion Post here in Boone, they demonstrated the folding of the American flag. Now, when I went into the mall yesterday, it was different than last year. They had a casket set up in front of the podium. And the reason they had a casket draped with an American flag set up in front of the podium is because the American Legion Post came and they demonstrated the folding of the American flag and what each fold symbolized. I wish I had time today, and maybe we'll do this in the future, but each one of those folds symbolizes something very, very important. There are 13 folds in the American flag, and when it is folded, it's a triangle, a trifold, and it is also reminiscent of the hats worn during the American Revolutionary War. And so they came and they folded the flag, and while they did that, Brother Rick Cornejo, he explained what each of those folds symbolizes. And maybe some of our listeners, you've attended a funeral or a memorial service that had military honors. If you've never been to a graveside service where they had military honors, it's a very touching scene. That some of the things that goes on, there will be members from the representative service there, Army, Air Force, Marines, whatever the person being buried was in. The American Legion, the veteran of foreign wars will be there many times, and they take part in this service. So you've got the military members there in their uniforms. They will do the 21 gun salute during that time. They play taps. They fold the flag, which they take from the top of the casket. And then after the flag is folded, they will present that flag to the family. And the American Legion Post here in Boone, they also present a Bible to that family. I don't know if they do that everywhere, but they do that here at the American Legion Post, a very nice presentation Bible, and they'll give that to the family. And I have had the opportunity to do this a few times, to take part in this service and to present the flag and to present the Bible to the family. And the person presenting the flag to the family, they will kneel on one knee, and it's usually to the wife or to the children of the family of the deceased person, or the husband if it was a woman. But they will bend down on bended knee, and as they present that flag and that Bible, these words will come out of their mouth. They will say, somewhere in that presentation, they will say, "On behalf of a grateful nation." And I thought a lot about that yesterday as I was thinking about Memorial Day, as I was thinking about what it means, the true historical significance behind that when a flag is presented to a family, of a service member. They will say on behalf of a grateful nation. And I noticed yesterday that during the ceremony in the mall, now most people were very attentive. They were very respectful. They stood during the national anthem. They paid respect. Some people were very touched emotionally. You could just tell. It touched me, emotionally speaking. But then as I looked around, I couldn't help but that there were some people that just strolled on by like it didn't mean anything to them. And as I was standing there thinking about that, now, at first, that would sort of aggravate you, that you're trying to pay respect and you're thinking about our nation, you're thinking about the price that's been paid, the ultimate price that's been paid by so many in our nation down through the years, and it's sort of aggravating that somebody would just have no respect whatsoever for what was going on round about them. I mean, if I even went to the mall and didn't know and I seen what was going on, I would just try to be respectful in how I went about, even if I had to walk through what was going on. But I've noticed that before, different places, and it is sort of aggravating to see somebody that is, maybe you've been at a ball game and they play the national anthem and somebody doesn't take their hat off, or they're talking during the national anthem. Now that'll get under your skin. If you respect our nation and what it stands for at all, that will bother you. But as I was noticing that yesterday, and that being on the Monday, it dawned on me how it would be hard to be grateful for something that you didn't know anything about. And I believe that's where we are in America. We have a lot of people, they'll barbecue and they'll take the day off and they will, have a 3-day weekend, but there's a lot of people in our nation, they don't even know what it's about. They don't know what Memorial Day, they don't know what freedom, they don't know what price has been paid. They know very little about our history here in America. And if we as a nation, if we forget our heritage, if we forget our history, we are doomed as a nation. I know that in the past couple of weeks down in the state at Reagan High School, some of the students over the weekend, they took down the American flag, and it might not even have been over the weekend. I don't know when it was, but it's been in the Winston-Salem Journal. It's been in the news, in the newspaper. They've been talking about they took down this, they took down the American flag and they put up, or maybe they took down the North Carolina flag. I'm not exactly sure, but anyway, what those students did, some students, I don't know who it was, but they took down a flag and they put up the North Carolina battle flag, which was the flag during the Civil War in North Carolina. And there's all this uproar about them doing that. And you know, that it's offensive and what it stands for. But you know what? There's a lot of history behind that. We act sometimes like we ought to forget about the price that's been paid by those that have gone before us. A lot of people don't know anything about their history, anything about their heritage, and it is to our detriment that we don't pay attention. Now, Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day. Decoration Day had its beginnings in the late 1800s. Some would go back to even 1864, 1865, after the Civil War, the war between the states, after that was over. There are about 12 different towns, cities in America that claim the original Memorial Day. And what happened after the Civil War, there was, I don't believe one person, one place could lay claim to the original, because there was this need, there was this desire to recognize those that died during the Civil War. Historians now estimate that about 750,000 people died as a result of the Civil War. That's more in that one war. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we mentioned the Civil War. Well, that was anything but civil. It was a war between the states, and both sides felt that they were right. And it was not originally slavery. Slavery had a part of it, but that's not all that it was about. There was much more at stake and much more going on than just the subject of slavery. But 750,000 people died during the Civil War. That is more than died in all the other wars put together, more than World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, 750,000 people. Some communities and small towns and church congregations even lost every man that went to fight in the Civil War. Can you imagine every man in your church congregation or in your community dying during a four-year time period? For example, records show that 1,490 men volunteered to join the 37th Regiment to fight with General Lee. 1,490 men. By the end of the war, only 39 men were left. Out of 1,490, only 39 were left at the end of the Civil War. So they had this desire to memorialize, to remember those that died during the Civil War. That's the historical reference. That's the reason why we have a Memorial Day in America. Now, common to all of the men and women that have died in the service of our country, they all have some things in common. They all have this in common. They all took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, both foreign and domestic. Well, you say, what about the people that fought on behalf of the Confederate States? Well, they thought, they were told that they were fighting for their country. They believed in the Constitution. Well, the men in the North and the women in the North, they fought on behalf of our country. Both sides thought that they were right. And all wars also have this in common, that the loss of life is somehow associated with our freedoms. Now, whether you agree with it or not, whether you believe in it or not, some people would say, well, what about Vietnam? Or what about now? What about the wars that are being fought now? Freedom has to be associated with what we are doing. If it is not associated with what we are doing, then the price is too high to pay. What I mean by that is the only thing I know of that justifies the high price of loss of life. And so, whether you believe in any of the wars that have ever been fought, you have to realize that those that fought in those wars fought for an idea higher than the GI Bill. When somebody would give their life in service of their country, it wasn't just because, hey, this is something fun to do. Anybody that signs their name on the dotted line and swears or takes an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, that is the idea behind service for our country. And when the high price of a life is paid, freedom is associated with that price. That's the only thing that is worth the high price of a loss of life, justifies that loss of life. And so when we have Memorial Day services, or when we talk about somebody giving their life for their country, we say fighting for our what? Our McDonald's so we can go to Walmart? No, fighting for our freedoms. Fighting for our freedoms, fighting against tyranny so that we can be free. That is the idea behind America and what we stand for, and we ought to remember that, and we ought to memorialize that. Do you know, though, the real fight for freedom today in America, it's not going on in other countries. The real fight for freedom is right here in America. Freedom is and has been under attack for many, many years now. And if we really want to honor those who have gone before us and paid the ultimate price, we too must fight for what they fought for, and that is freedom. That is against tyranny. We need to educate and let other people know what the real foundation of America is, who our founders really trusted in. They were not trusting in corporations. They believed in God. They believed that they had a higher call. They believed they had a higher purpose. They believed that it was God who led them, guided them, protected them, blessed them as they fought against the British, as they fought in the war between the states, as our troops went and died in World War I and World War II. They believed that God was behind them. They went to the battlefield with the prayers of their mamas and daddies and their churches and their communities. And boy, if we forget about this, shame on us. Shame on us, the great price that has been paid so we can be free. We ought to continue on in the things in this nation that once upon a time made us great. Now, some people, they have a hard time accepting things as they really are. They do not see the seriousness of our situation in America today. But I say once again, the fight for freedom is not so much being carried on in another country. It's going on right here in America. And it's not the soldiers that are involved in this fight. It is the citizens of America that are informed, that know what I'm talking about today. They're going to have to step up and make sure and ensure that our freedoms remain intact. I want to read just a little bit. There's some people in the news media that I really like, that I think know what they're talking about. And there's a gentleman named Judge Andrew Napolitano. And I believe this gentleman, I believe he knows what he's talking about. He's a great defender of the Constitution, and he's not afraid to speak out about what's going on in our nation. So I appreciate him. I don't know where he goes to church. That's not what I'm saying, but I appreciate what he stands for. And he wrote this on antiwar.com. But he said this. He said, under Obama's watch, the majority has, by active vote or refusal to interfere, he's talking about the majority of Americans, sat on the sidelines, done nothing, said nothing. He said, under Obama's watch, the majority has, by active voter refusal to interfere, killed hundreds of innocents, including three Americans, by drone, permitted federal agents to write their own search warrants, bombed Libya into tribal lawlessness without a declaration of war so that a mob there killed our ambassador with impunity, meaning nothing has been done. He said, attempted to force the Roman Catholic Church to purchase insurance policies that cover artificial birth control, euthanasia, and abortion. And I'll say there, that includes any church that stands against those things or Christian business. And then he said, under Obama, ordered your doctor to ask whether you own guns, use the IRS to intimidate outspoken conservatives, seize the telephone records of newspaper reporters without lawful authority and in violation of court rules, and obtained a search warrant against one of my Fox colleagues by misrepresenting his true status to a federal judge. And many, many things are going on in our country today which actually fall into the realm of tyranny. Tyranny, when people are, their freedom of speech is attacked, taken away. This continual attack on the Second Amendment. Very dangerous time that we're living in. And so, on behalf of a grateful nation, when we think about this, what does this mean? On behalf of a grateful nation, I'm grateful today. I'm grateful for the faith that spurred the fight, talking about the American Revolution, that gave us the foundation, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I'm also grateful for the future. I know our country has problems, but it's still the greatest nation. I still believe there's hope for our nation today. And so I see our time is quickly come and gone today, but I appreciate you listening in. I encourage you to tell other people about the saving gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where true freedom, real freedom comes from. And then I want you to tell somebody else about the radio broadcast. Noah's going to come and give the contact information. Thank you for listening. I hope you're grateful.
You've been listening to Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wayne Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church that is located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBANONBC.org.
I'm Mike Rayleigh. Officials with the Bureau of Alcohol.